Thank you for calling the Dial a Story Hotline. This is Anti-Heroes by George Saunders. Down the block, more disappointment. Kitty Dennis stands outside the home of Amelia St. Laurent, trying to gaze through her bedroom wall. But no, all he can see is a wall. Then he gets stung by a wasp. He kills the wasp with his shoe. Then, here comes Amelia herself, face all scrunched up because she's trying to burst into flame. But no, she's only succeeding in giving herself a big migraine. And why the hell is Kenny Dennis standing there with one shoe in hand? Just then, an arrow enters Kenny's hip, fired by Fred Laurie, whose superpower is, can fire an arrow in any direction whatsoever, but still hit a bullseye on target set up over the high school via directing the arrow's course with his mind. Laurie, hightailing it up the street, red-faced, bow under his arm, when he's struck by an omni driven by the blindfolded Leonard Metz, whose superpower is, has a tiny functioning eye in each fingertip. Soon, in a plot twist, people begin losing even their normal abilities. A Japanese woman forgets how to speak Japanese. A Texas mother forgets how to chew and that her kids are supposed to wear pants. Her husband also loses an essential ability he's always had, which is, whenever he wants to have an affair, he just has it. It's like he totally forgets that he's married. After these affairs, he manifests a second ability. Forgets he had the affair, and doesn't feel the slightest bit of guilt. Today he goes out, has an affair, but right in the middle he remembers he's married. Lori, a nice girl. Why must he always do her wrong? Sexually, he performs not so great. His partner's also sad. Her superpower is, whenever she has a sleazy affair, the guy's always at least adequate in the sack. When he gets home, Lori's at the table, mouthful of chips. The kids are running around the yard in their underwear. What gives? No wonder he cheats on Lori. Nothing anywhere is getting done. There's a great fear in the air. What fools we were to take our basic abilities for granted. How wonderful life was back when we still knew how to drive cars, button up shirt, call for takeout, paint a series of watercolors, depicting various views from our summer house, finding our damn summer house in the first place. The entire population of Earth just stumbles around, slowly starving to death and or perishing from thirst and or dying of sunburn, or walking right up and petting a tiger in the wild, and so forth. An absolute apocalypse of ineptitude. In this way, my TV show is like life, where people's abilities always fall short of their hopes and aspirations, and the extent of their love. This will be great for ratings. It will make my show relatable. The first season ends like this. We zoom down into a lonely room. There sits a guy who lost an ability he's always had. Can he easily find a pithy way to end a comic piece of writing? It was Anti-Heroes by George Saunders. For previous Dial stories, visit the archive, kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.